Hey, Sam. Have you got a minute?
Sure, Kate. What's up?
Oh, not much. I wanted to ask you about your story for English class. You know, the homework for today. Have you written a complete story?
No, we didn't have to do that. We just needed to write a plan for today to help us write the story later.
Oh, that's good, because I've only made some notes. And what type of story are you planning?
Well, it's a mystery, but not a typical one. I wanted to do something unexpected.
That sounds interesting. And where does it take place?
In an old house in the countryside, in the middle of winter. Maybe in Scotland, but I'm not sure yet. My grandparents live in a house like that near Edinburgh, and I know it really well.
That's a good idea. I mean, you can describe it easily then.
Yes, but I might write about a time in the past, maybe in the 19th century, before people had phones or televisions.
And who are the main characters? Your grandparents?
No, I want to write about a group of friends, people our age. Maybe two boys and two girls. Or they could be cousins. I'm not sure yet.
And what's the plot? I mean, what happens?
Well, at first, they're walking in the countryside and they find this old house. And next, they decide to explore inside because the door is open. They look upstairs and then downstairs and finally down into a dark, cold basement. But then, all of a sudden, the door closes and they can't get out.
Oh, that sounds like a suspense story. You said it was a mystery.
Well, yes, it's both at the same time. A while later, some people arrive, and it's a group of criminals who've just robbed a bank. The boys and girls in the basement can hear them, but they can't phone for help.
Because the story takes place in the past and people didn't have phones then. I understand now.
Yes, because nowadays it'd be easy to call the police.
Okay, so what happens in the end? How do they get out? Do the criminals find them?
I haven't written that part yet. If you want to know the ending, you'll have to wait until I finish the story and read it in class.
Hey, that's not fair. I know. They could make strange noises in the basement at night to scare away the criminals.
I don't know. I was thinking...